Welcome back this morning to Rosie on the House. Come on in. You're at my house. We're visiting about things that we find fun and entertaining in and about and around this great state of Arizona, and brought in our, she's not my baby daughter, Carol Grace. What is she?
Your youngest daughter.
My youngest daughter, Carol Grace, who just returned from Guatemala. Thank you for getting up early and joining us. I know you were tired. You haven't fully recovered from the flight in. It's always tired. Travel days are always exhausting.
Well, thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Fantastic. All right. Today's article that we're going to be talking about later in the show that we also mentioned in the Arizona Republic article of section Your Home is about going green. And people, I think a lot of people are confused about what it means to go green in your home. And people ask me, is it worth it? I always have to turn the question back around on them and say, well, what do you mean by going green? By going green, some people mean, well, I'd just like to make sure my energy bill is as low as it can comfortably be. All right, that's a good answer. By going green, some people think, well, I would like to reduce my carbon footprint to the absolute minimum on the planet that it could possibly be. Well, you know, those are two different definitions of green, and they are big differences of definitions. You can go green simply by just starting to shop more local and reduce the amount of transportation costs it takes to get your final product to your home. You can go green just by buying a tube of caulk and caulking around some doors and windows and reduce the filtration and the loss of air conditioning to the outside warm summer air. And you may be confused about caulk, but don't worry. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have a whole show on caulk. Can you believe that? We're going to have a whole show on caulk.
I can believe that after watching how hard Becky researched that. That's a lot to it, actually.
You go to the caulk aisle in the hardware store, it's like going to the tape aisle. You go to the tape aisle, there's purple tape, there's green tape, there's beige tape, there's black tape, there's duct tape, there's frog tape. You go to the caulk aisle, and you've got white, almond, bronze, black, clear. You've got pure silicone, unpaintable. You've got paintable blended silicone. You've got 10-year warranty caulk. You've got 20-year warranty caulk. You've got lifetime warranty caulk. You can buy a tube of caulk for 79 cents, or you can buy a tube of caulk for $9. How do you know which tube to buy? You'll have to stay tuned. We're covering that in a couple weeks. But when you do buy the caulk, you can go home and caulk in around your doors and windows, reducing the loss of your air conditioning. That is probably one of the highest returns on investments you can make on going green.
That's actually just next week we talk about caulking.
Is it next week? Okay. And then while you've got the tube of caulk out, and you can go to the garage, get yourself a flathead screwdriver, and start taking off all the electrical plates on the junction boxes for the switches and the receptacles that are located on your outside wall. Those two form a conduit for the air to escape your house in the summer and the cold air to gain entry to your house when you're trying to warm it in the winter. Just remove the faceplate cover and caulk between the electric junction box and the drywall or the stucco or whatever your exterior wall surface may be, whether it's siding or stucco or masonry. Just caulk that little crack between the junction box and that surface. Allow it to dry for 15, 20 minutes, put the trim plate back on, and you've accomplished in one afternoon, probably with two tubes of caulk, a highest return on investment, and you've made a couple steps in going green.
How does somebody go about finding someone to trust and telling them about green? So they don't have time to research it. Maybe they know what their goal is. You know, but like you said, it's greenwashing.
It's green.
How do you know you're not being greenwashed?
Well, it's tough, but there are some agencies that actually certify green products. Energy Star, of course, is one that has gained a lot of recognition and credibility in the community. Common sense, I would say, you know, probably goes a long way. You have a lot of people promising you they'll cut so much out of your utility bill. And generally what they're saying is they'll cut so much out of your cooling bill. Anybody that's telling you they're going to cut your bill, your total bill, by 10, 20, 30, 40, 50%, get very, very suspicious. It is a lot of greenwashing going on. Now, I also want to throw out the invitation for y'all. If you've got a remodeling project and you'd like to talk to someone, we have reopened a remodeling company, Rosie on the House Remodeling, and we're keeping it small. We just finished a great kitchen remodel at 68th Street in McDowell, in one of the older historic Scottsdale homes. I love those neighborhoods. We're getting ready to start a master bathroom remodel out at Scottsdale Ranch. If you're in those communities and you're contemplating a remodel, give us a ring. You ring us at the same phone number as you do on the radio show, 1-888-767-4348. And did you want to go to that?
Did Romy, did you have some events to throw out real quick for people if they're looking for something to do today?
Well, there is a couple really neat things going on. One of my, I hate to mention this one, but it's right in the Republic, so I guess my secret's out about Young Arizona. It's on 288 between Globe and the article, it says Payson, but I mean, you get up, I don't think that author has ever quite seen a map. It's between Globe and the Rim. When you get to the top of the Rim, you're still a good 40 minutes east of Payson already. You're almost to Bison Ranch, halfway there. Anyway, they have the Pleasant Valley Days going on this week.
Nice.
You can look it up at pleasantvalley.com, mypleasantvalley.com. And for event details, they got team ropings and a parade going on. Also, in Prescott, kind of about the same elevation, but the other side of the Rim, the Shady Ladies, if you've ever been to a Crossroads of the West gun show, you've seen them. They're the cowboy, the guys that walk around like the 1980s cowboys. They put on the 10th annual shootout on Whiskey Row going on today and tomorrow.
Two great events. Folks, stay tuned. We'll go to the outdoor hour in the garden in the 8 o'clock hour right after this.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.